This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Nights with Laura on Hope 103.2, and we've got Pete Gillies from New Empire, although not for much longer, joining us on the line. How's it going?
Hey, very well. How are you going?
Very well, although pretty surprised to hear news that you've decided to leave the group now.
I know. It's almost shocked me, to tell you the truth. Well, not quite. It's been a very calculated decision on my behalf. So I'm really happy with the decision, and I'm really, really excited for what's on the next part of my life coming up.
Yeah, well, I thought we'd take the moment to just dispel some crazy rumors that I have heard as to why you've gone. First of all, I hear that it's because no one really wanted to share the tour bus driving duties with you. True or false?
Let's say true. Why not?
Okay, and I like this one. You cricked your neck on stage after all the crazy dance moves that you have, and this is just an elaborate hoax for you to take time off to recuperate.
I tell you what, I've taken some trips to the chiropractor, and all they do is laugh at me after a tour. Yeah, let's call that one true as well.
Okay, and the final one, that Jeremy keeps stealing your hair gel, and you finally had enough.
That guy's got enough hair gel of his own. He doesn't need any of mine.
So pretty much, okay, so we've got two truths and a false. I like that. But what is the real reason why you've decided to move on at the moment?
Yeah, beyond jokes. You can't kick me off, like, start me off like that and get me to sell a
and then tell it to a serious story.
Yeah, I know. I guess I just went into a total time of reflection. Hey, I thought all about kind of where I was at and what I really enjoyed. And that's enjoyed about life, that is. After a long thought process, I came to realize that I really enjoy the organizational side, like the kind of the more business structured side of especially everything I did with New Empire and other things that I've got going on. So it was a huge revelation for me, even when I thought of the idea to be possible, because for 6 years I've thought 100% that I would be with New Empire forever. And the funny thing is, I'm still 100% certain that New Empire is going to succeed on a global level. So, yeah, it's kind of odd timing to get out now, especially when things are looking so good. Really, it was just a case of having to be true to myself and just realize that perhaps I like things on the other side of the stage, so to speak, maybe even a little bit more.
Yeah, so how did the guys take it when you first told them that you were thinking about leaving?
It was honestly one of the worst things I've ever had to do. We got together at a practice, and we're practicing for a show coming up, and I made sure that after months of figuring it out that I was 100% on my decision, and I pretty much just told them straight up. And I'm super happy that it's actually due to no conflict within the band. Like, you know, you hear a lot of things about bands and people moving around and moving away and things like that. And sometimes it's due to people not getting along, or sometimes it's due to creative conflict, whatever that is. That word gets thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
It's just really nice that, like, all the guys are fine. Like, we're closer than ever. And, the guy's response was actually quite appreciative. They were like, well, that's awesome. Thanks so much for having the guts to come to a decision like that. If it's not something you want to do 100%, then we want to move forward 100%, and we want you to move forward in what you want to do 100%. So, yeah, that's, like, good stuff. I'm making the call, and, like, yeah, let's just figure it all out from here on in, and, yeah, it's going to be a good future for everyone.
Yeah, so is the audition process now for your person filling in beginning, or how's that all going to work?
I have no idea. we've been through a similar process before, and I don't think the whole world of auditions and things like that, I don't think we've ever really been a part of that. It's more for us, we really believe that people or bands that succeed generally have better relationships within the band. So for us, it's always been about who we get along with. Obviously, someone's got to be gifted and talented in the area of playing music, but it's kind of easier to be talented than it is to get along with a certain group. people. So I think to begin the process, I think they'll really look for everyone that's in our immediate circles as it stands. So I'm almost 100% that whoever it is that steps in, I'll know them just as well as they will.
Yeah. You'll have to teach them how to grow their hair a little bit long, get the whole head flicking thing right. Because I got to say, you stood out on stage, so they're going to have to like work in some Pete moves whilst being themselves as well, of course.
Yeah, they'll figure something out. Someone will move it good. I know that Kyle is moving to guitar from bass, and that's his original instrument as well. So he's really keen about that because he obviously loves playing guitar. So I think, New Empire is looking for a bass player. And, as far as Kyle goes, I read a little something on Facebook saying, Facebook's been crazy, by the way, these last couple of days. It's absolutely, like, blowing my mind. But someone made a comment saying that Kyle is now growing his beard lopsided or something like that. Try and fill the shoes.
Yeah. Is it a hard thing reading all the fan support and stuff now? Like, does that make you going to go get that feeling in the gut, like, oh, this is such a big decision?
I'll tell you what, it's been a big few days. Well, it's been a huge few months, actually. The people closest to me know that that's the truth for sure. Obviously, like with the gravity of the decision. But, some comments I read kind of jerk the emotions a bit. It's pretty much a luck of the draw. If my emotions are perhaps ready to go, just depends what the comment is, just to make me think a little bit more about it all. But it's nice. It's like, it's not feelings of regret or anything like that, and I'm just over the moon about that. But it's just feelings of happiness or feelings of sadness, just, you know, happy sadness, whatever that is.
Well, we're very excited to see what comes next for you.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm excited as well. I'm yet to understand what that is in its full capacity, but all I know is that the reason why I kind of left the band was because I'm just over the moon about the industry and what it is to be someone that has such a love for music and even just the arts and media and all that kind of stuff. So I've got a couple of things going on, but I'm definitely keen to find something else to sink my teeth into.
Yeah, now I should ask before we go, when's your final show as part of the band going to be?
Funnily enough, I think it's going to be at Parachute Music Festival in New Zealand. And if my memory serves me correctly, we did an interview with Parachute last year. Is that right, Laura?
That is correct. I was actually wondering whether it's going to be this Parachute one because I will endeavour to catch up with you guys again as part of your final show then.
Please do, yeah. It's looking more and more likely that that's the one that I'll, hit the guitar.
Hey,
maybe I'll smash a guitar. Maybe it's time.
Oh, maybe that's what you need to do. Make it a memorable moment for yourself.
I know.
That's going to be good. You know what? I think we're going to drive up tourism to New Zealand now because people will fly over to see the final show of New Empire with you. There you go.
There you go. I've read a few comments of people saying they're going to travel to see some shows because, unfortunately, I'm not doing another one in Sydney. So there's a few Sydney-siders traveling to Melbourne or Brizzy or something like that. I don't know.
You'll have to start getting... Yeah, you'll have to get commission on this.
Yeah. No. I'm in touch with Virgin. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Well, Pete, thank you so much for joining us. And for one last moment, I suppose, what song would you like to pick from New Empire to hear? Because I will play it for you now.
Awesome. You know what? Let's take it out with Ghosts because, I don't know. Let's do it. I love it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.